Now, as you all know, the point of this ma'amir, Shuvah, is to explain what would happen if the Eibishter created the world of Midas Adin. But in this ma'amir, a world created only with Midas Adin is a world of Mesiras Nefesh. Not a world where Hashem is hidden, but Faked. It's a world of giving oneself away to the Eibishter in a complete way, a sacrificial way, complete. Gevurah is being higher than Chesed, like I discussed with you in the previous Shiur. Kairach was bald, he had no hair, hair goes on Tzimtzum, and baldness indicates Etzem, one with the Eibishter Mamash. So, just to give you a clue, to give you a preview, if you haven't gotten to the end of the Mam yet, the whole point of this long discourse about B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Meidecha, as it relates to this Maimir, is B'chol Meidecha. B'chol Levavcha Nafshecha is just Hakdome. What's Negeyat and Rebbe in this Maimir, is B'chol Meidecha, is giving yourself away to Hashem utterly, completely, wholly, legamri. I'm sorry, I didn't see you or I called you, what happened? Okay, I'll take a chair. No, Rabbi, if you put it away, please. And therefore, b'chol ma'aitchaz and avayi b'al gevuras, we are going after Eibishta completely. So what I want to do this morning, Rabbi says, is I want to give you an overview on this sugya of b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol meidecha. And, in other words, b'al peh, in higoyim, in the Indian, as it's found in many places in Chassidus. And the mitzvah Hashem, I have a few more shiurim on the subject. I want to talk a little bit about his bondness, which will be there that I'm going to do on Thursday, and so on. First, let me begin by saying, I'll give you a modern makam. In Seif Memorim, I'll look at Chelek Hei. Page Shin Mem Beis and the subsequent pages, the Rebbe touches on Malukat Chelik Hei. It's an ache of mine, I forgot to do it on Maslow. Malukat Chelik Hei from the Rebbe, the Mugadikam Maimorim. Page Shin Mem Beis invited, it's in the middle of a Maimid, it's Va'ati Yisrael, Mea Brachas is the Maimid. The Rebbe talks a little bit, the kid said, like the Rebbe's style, very kid said, about the Chalavacha Chamashka B'chomedach. And a lot of what I'm going to share with you now comes from that Maimid. Let me say this to you. When you look in Chassidus, different Maimarim give you different descriptions of B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Meidecha. In certain Maimarim, the Oisius will go as follows. B'chol Levavcha means loving Hashem in your heart. In your heart. B'chol Nafshecha means that the love for the Eibishter which is in your heart is mispashet b'chol haguf kula. It radiates into the whole body. I was once discussing this with a shliach. So he tells me, in other words, all those Jews who tell me, I'm a Jew at heart, I'm a kayam mitzvah of Avas Hashem, and I'm a b'chol levavcha. At least I'm a chedi, it's like a right. Because, no, b'chol levavcha. B'chol nafshecha, which is mispashet b'chol haguf kulei, means that because you love the Eibishter, you serve him. Arucha b'chol ramachim vorem. But b'chol levavcha means love the Eibishter in your heart. B'chol nafshecha means love him shal guf. And b'chol meidecha is the idea of dalet amis shal odem kenisle, like you have in the mind, the sikh of... I was celebrating the fact that you're both awake this morning. In the Sikha of Inyana Shel Teiras HaChassidus, on the essence of Chassidus, the very famous Sikha of the Rebbe, on the essence of Chassidus. So at the end of the Kuntz, the Rebbe talks about Yechidah. He says that a nigga the Teira, the Yechidah is Dal Adam, Dal Adam, Dal Adam, that if you're in a Simta, Shos HaRabim, it doesn't work. But in a Semi, the Shos HaRabim, in a Simta, in a Kamelis, what's in your Dal Adam is your Kaina. Dal Adam is Shalom Kainislai. If you're in a certain place and there's something near you, you're coined by association. This is the dogma for the Madrega of Yechidah. In Alamay Marim, they'll tell you that the Madrega of B'chol Meidecha, that B'chol Levavcha is Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Naran, Kach Pnimim, B'chol Nafshecha is Chaya, and B'chol Meidecha is Yechidah. That's another version of the whole parasha. What does it say in Mishnah? Pashtas. In the Mishnah it says, Mishnah Brachas, B'chol Levavcha, B'shnei Yitzeirecha, B'chol Levavcha means that love Hashem with both your Yitzrim, right? B'chol Nafshecha is, Afilu Neit Les Nafshecha, right? Even if he takes your life, and if you're familiar with the Gemara on that Mishnah, that's why we had the famous story of Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Akiva was being killed, and his Talmidim said to him, Rabbi Atkan, this is what's happening to you. You are this great master of Torah. You taught all of us. and now you're being brutally murdered. So Rabbi Akiva answered them, Kol yomai nitzta'arti, my whole life I had tzar, mosa, yov, and yodiv, akayimena. When am I going to be able to fill what says in the pasuk, v'hav neshem alakecha b'chol nafshecha? Rabbi Akiva says about his mesiras nefesh b'chol nafshecha, not b'chol neidach. So b'chol nafshecha is a mesiras nefesh of afilu neidach nafshecha, you're taking your life. When it comes to b'chol meidecha, you have two pshatim in the Mishnah. One pshat in the Mishnah is b'chol amoinecha with all your money, and if you look at Rashi and Chumash, he says, because yesh adam, shem ameine, chaviv alav, yesem megufay, there are people whose money is more precious than them. Huh? Maybe, but it's also Rashi and Chumash. Which paydik? That's Mendalad. Huh? Oh, so it's not that tough. Where in paydik pays? What's it about?
You're not allowed to use it to heal yourself even though you may die. Why? Because you have to show that God is more important than your life.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with the idea of a person's mom and the love of Yezim.
No, the Avodah Zarah, you're saying your life is more chavav than
Yezim. You didn't hear what I said. Mamayne chavav
love Yezim. That's what it does. I'm saying that's what it does.
I know, but you're talking about something else. Mamayne chavav love Yezim. A person who values his money. He brings them both ways, okay. A person whose money is more valuable, than his goof. The second pshat tovaracher, the second pshat in the Mishnah Berachah says,
everybody has something.
What everybody has something?
He says like a statement.
Some people know, Berachah, b'chol mida u'mida shehu meided lach. Whatever measure the Eibishter is going to be meided you, measure you with, have a meided labor meid meid. You should be meided, you should concede, you acknowledge him be meid meid, very, very much. Okay? Huh? What does it mean literally? That whatever the Eibishter does to you, you should concede, you should accept, or thank him. B'chol meidach has two types. The first type of b'chol meidach is with all your money, because some people value their money more than their bodies. And by the way, for those who do not know, the Chazal say, Talmud Chacham, Talmud Chacham, Mameine Chacham Lav Yezim Megufim. You thinking that Mameine Chacham Lav Yezim Megufim means Agrab Yung. The Chazal say Talmud Chacham is Mameine Chacham Lav Yezim Megufim. They find by Yankov Avinu, he went back for the Pachim Ketanim, and the Alter Rebbe and so on. And the second pshat is that B'chol Mido Mido, whatever the Eibishter does for you, have a Meid Leib Meid Meid. You should be very accepting of it and very thanking for him and so on. And the Velt Frektech Dekasha, the obvious question, The obvious question is, bepashtus. When you have a pasuk, v'ha'atzav Hashem lekecha, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafsha, b'chol meidecha, it's milmata lemaila, from a lower level to a higher level. The lowest level, b'chol levavcha, which is still yitzahara. And by the way, you probably know the diuk, because it should say, you had it last week in Rashi, b'chol lipcha, like it says in the pasuk, v'echa paslechem, v'sadu lipchem. It doesn't say levavchem, it says Rashi, because malach has no yitzahara. So in this pasuk it says taka b'chol levav v'chol with two bases. So from this we're medayik, yitzatei yitzahar. Then if I b'chol nafshecha afil neidlas nafshecha, you're giving away your life to the Eibishter. Giving away your life to the Eibishter l'chayit is more than giving away yitzatei yitzahar. And then b'chol meidecha your geld. Doesn't make sense. B'chol meidecha has to be more severe, to be in a higher madrig of ahava than b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. And yet b'chol nafshecha is mesiras nefesh, and b'chol meidecha means geld. Or this really queasy idea that's very, very equivocal, that's very hard to grasp, as you pointed out. Concept of b'chol midol midah shel meidid lach, whatever the Eibishter is going to do for you, have meidid lach meid meid. I'm not going to explain it now, but I just want you to know this is called the Sefer Yemusei, midas ha'ishtavas. Shtavas means everything is equal. Someone asked me last night, pshat and shivisi. Good, bad is all the same. Yes, and we'll talk about it. Now, so of course, so I've just given you three forms, three ways of saying the same thing. Number one, quickly, b'chol levavcha is love Hashem in your heart, b'chol nafshecha is in your whole body, b'chol meidecha is da'al, da'al shalom kenisle, around you also. Number two, b'chol levavcha is naran, b'chol nafshecha is chaya, b'chol meidecha is yechida. And then the most elementary, which says in the Mishnah, b'chol levavcha is b'shnei yitzerecha, b'chol levavcha is b'chol nafshecha, b'chol meidecha means either b'chol meincha, or davar acha, b'chol midu, midu, shu meidid lach, have a meidid leib me'ed mi'ed. Okay, now, so how do you resolve all these things? It's a lot of details. And basically the answer is the following. Chassidus teaches us that there's different levels to a person. But when I say levels, I don't mean in kamas, in on the surface. Seichel, midas, levushim, not mean that. In seichel there's devil levels, in midas there's levels, and there's levushim there's levels. Levels in echos, levels in quality. And people operate on different levels. Some people operate on what we would call chitzoniyah zikah levels. Other people would operate on what we would call pnimiyah zikah levels. And there is even a rare breed, which is called a rebbe, a tzaddik, Nasi Bisrala, Jamal Tzolos, who operates on a level that we would call an atzmiyah zikah level. Okay, and these three things, these three levels at the very least, they're probably more, but for our purposes we'll say three, are not just levels, what parts of myself I'm using. I'm using all my parts on a chitzoniyah zikah level. I'm using all my parts on a pnimiyah zikah level. Or I'm using all my parts on an atzmiyah zikah level. And let's start from the bottom. Let's talk about the lowest level. Chassidus says that we are a hishtashlus. Every human being was designed by the Eibishter to be involved, to involve going through a series of steps. Everything that you do starts from your subconscious, from your essence, comes into your brain. Your brain tries to understand it, to put a context on it. Then it travels into your heart. Your heart feels it, personalizes it, makes it selfish, lite rather than te. And then it translates from your emotions, from your passions into your life. You start to act upon it. This hishtalshlus has various levels. On the chitzoniyah zikah level. Okay, we'll talk about the pnimiyah zikah level soon. On the chitzoniyah zikah level, this hishtalshlus is a very bumpy road. A very bumpy road means to say, you want to go from A to B to C to D to E to F, from Etzem to Tainai to Ratzon to Seichel to Midas, from Chochmah to Bina to Midas to Malchus to action. Every single step is Shailo, is the opposite of the step after it, and is the opposite of the step before it. For example, what is the whole idea of Seichel? The whole idea of Seichel is to know the truth. Know the truth. In order for Seichel to know the truth, there is a very important rule. Halacha, about Seichel. And that is that Seichel has to be cold. You have to be able to separate yourself from your brain. A person who studies, who assesses, who evaluates what he sees, and doesn't get past himself, is called a subjective reasoner. Everything he sees is subjective, is in relationship to himself. That's not called a brain. It's called an animal brain. It's called a midas brain. Why? Because he can't see things for what it is. He only sees things in relationship to himself. And in truth, that's what animals are. Animals have brains. They can assess, they can evaluate, they can judge, they can learn, they can change. But it's all in the relationship to themselves. When it comes to people, in order for the brain to function as such, for the brain to function as a brain, the brain has to separate from the heart. When you're using your mind, you're not allowed to be excited. There is no greater stita to healthy, useful use of the mayach than to be excited. And forget, the deeper about mayach you are, the quieter you'll be. The more you want quiet, the less you want to talk. All these things which are brought in chassidus, the deeper a person you are, the more you remove yourself. It's about solitude. One of the symptoms of this is the Eibishter to make people, more so than animals, they have a very narrow throat. The head is larger, and the neck is narrow, and then comes the body. This is called the chassidus, a meitzar agoreh, a narrowness of the throat. This narrowness of the throat physically is a symptom of a spiritual barrier between the brain and the rest of the body. And it affects that when you use your mind to understand, you can have objectivity. Now, for those of you who like biology, there is a concept which is called the blood-brain barrier, or the brain-blood barrier, which is an amazing concept that Eibishter created, which is designed in such a way that the brain was built to protect itself from the goof. The body could be sick and the brain will remain healthy. It's a fantastic mihus mitzvah in Teva Briya. There's a blood-brain barrier that even though the blood travels from the heart into the brain and then travels the brain to the body, for some reason diseases don't penetrate that barrier. Which is a good thing, but there's a very big problem from it. God forbid people need to get treatments, whether it's chemotherapy or radiation or other things. The brain doesn't let it. The brain was designed by the Eibishter to have a wall, a barrier. It doesn't let things in. And it's one of the great chokhmas of medicine to figure out how to penetrate the blood-brain barrier, because the blood-brain barrier, which protects the person, also prevents the person from being healed in certain things. And talking about the brain, not the head, the brain. So I'm giving you a physical allusion to this notion of Meitzar HaGoreh. So in order for the brain to function constructively, you have to... there's a lot of ways, and one of them is basically opening it up.
That's only if your head, if you need your brain, is not healthy. The rest of your body's healthy, it's not well.
Yeah, of course.
The brain,
yeah, yeah, yeah. There are a lot of ideas that they have in medicine today that the only thing that's preventing them from implementing them is the blood-brain barrier. So in other words, they know what they have to do, they just can't deliver it. They don't know how to get it there. But okay, in kind of mokam, mitzit negeret. Now, so when you use your brain, you want to shut your heart off. It has to be. Here's the problem. After you finish using your brain, you can understand the Eibishter 1,000%. You're not Eibishter Gevaldik. Yeah? If you don't bring it into your heart, you're an Aristotle. Right? Like everybody knows the famous story that Aristotle gave his Talmidim a class on a matter of morality, of Eibim and Achai, something very gross. And they didn't understand it, B'diuk, so they came to ask him about it, and they found him doing that very Aveda. Hat man gefleckt, Chaya. You're the master, how could you do this Aveda? And he answered very pushed, it's the benechnit arista. Now I'm not Aristotle, now I'm a dog. Huh? His students didn't interrupt him. If I'm not mistaken, I heard the Rebbe say it that way, which is why I said it that way. If I'm not mistaken, I heard this from the words of the Rebbe. I'm not zicher, but that's my recollection. Okay. So the point is, you could be this unbelievable genius in your moyach, and to your kufa has no shaitis. Therefore, there's a separate process of asheveis ovech, you have to inspire your heart. Here's the problem. In order for the brain to work, the heart cannot work. In order for the heart to work, the brain cannot work. Because the heart and the brain, which are on the one hand are hishtalshalus, one is supposed to bring to the next, at the same time they're a dichotomy, they're a contradiction. If you're emotional, you can't think. If you're thinking, you can't get emotional. So there's a major dilemma here. There's a hishtalshalus, the Eibishter designed the person to go from the brain to the heart, and there's nothing more unnatural than going from the brain to the heart. So Chassidus struggles with this process. And Chassidus basically says, then on the level of chitzenius, keep in mind, we're talking about the level of chitzenius, when you go from the brain to the heart, it's a very complicated process. You use the brain, you understand. Now you stop understanding. You keep only a maskana. The Hebrew word for this maskana, chitzenius, is b'chein. If you're going to be thinking what's called the oyrach v'roichav, the depth and the intricacies of the idea, it's never going to get you excited. You take out only the conclusion. I just thought about the Eibishter for 20 minutes. Here's my conclusion. My conclusion is the Eibishter is watching me right now. He's sitting up to me looking at me, for example. And you take the Bechain alone and bring it into the heart. This is called Meichen Shebemidus. Meichen is just the conclusion. Because the conclusion is so simple, so nekudas that you can somehow get it across. The barrier between Meichen and Meichen. But the whole Ariches, the whole Oimik of the Seichel is lost. It can't go across the Meichen Lev. Just a Pintale, just an Nekuda goes over the Meichen Lev. And what do you get excited about? Not about the Holy Goyim, not about the whole people. Not about the Svara, that's lost. Just the Maskana. The only thing that remains in the Seichel is the conclusion. You stay with the Maskana, and you think about the Maskana, and it gets all excited. Oh, because if you don't, he's right, if they get to the Maskana, the Rikid is, the Helen in that Maskana, there's a lot of power. The power in that Maskana has to do Taka with the Seichel from before, but you have to be Milem the Seichel. And after his answer, and my answer, your question still stands. It's nishpash. Good point. Now, so you have to go from Seichel to Midas, and it's a funny process. Seichel to Midas are hishtashlos, and yet there's no greater contradiction. Let's take it to the next level. You got excited about something, and I have to do something about it. The kavanah of all hergish, of all inspiration, is what? Act. Right? We live in a world of action. Right? You're supposed to do. Like it doesn't see this. After you have a after. If the same helm again, when you're excited, you can't act. Like it says in Chassidus, when a person is very emotional, very happy, very sad, very angry, they can't even speak. When you're emotional, you had this in the first moment or not, when you're too inspired, you can't even talk. So you have to do the same process again. You spend so much time learning about the Eibishter, you shut the brain off, you take only a bechein, a pintele, carry it over to the midas, you get yourself all excited, all worked up, and afterwards what happens? Nothing. Nothing. It happens a lot of times. I know it's from my experiences. You sit by a Fabrengen, you get all excited, you go from the Fabrengen, you went to sleep, and that's it. Fabrengen died. Because the Fabrengen touched your Midas. And to go from Midas to Pel Mamish, even though it says all over Chassidus that Iker Adam Midas, is not automatic. Because in order to be able to function, you've got to control your emotions. People are hysterical, trying to do things, break and smash and fall, and everything doesn't work out. So you have to stop the amidas, keep only the nakuda of the amidas, and if you want to give it a name, we'll call it the netzach oedin yisrael, the strength of action, and that you can bring down the pel mamish. So the same process that you have, really, if I wanted to break it down further, I would say, from chachma to bina, it's also opposites. Chachma is ri and vekus, bina is avchana and eish. Seichel and midas also exist between midas and the levushim. To get something done, you have to control, you have to quiet the emotions. This is a hishtashlus, it exists, and to be very, very honest, that's the level most of us are on, most of us are on the level of chitzenius, which would explain, amongst other things, why we can get so unbelievably excited about something and then do nothing about it, because there's a meitzer, it's called the kruma, the posik b'moyed b'anash, just like there is a meitzer agorim, which separates the mayah from lev, there's a membrane, an esophagus it's called. Is it called, let's call it esophagus. It's called the diaphragm that separates between chagath and nihi, between the evari and nishima, the organs of respiration, the ones in the heart, and the evari azan, the limbs that have to do with metabolizing, the stomach, the intestines, the spleen, the kidneys, and so on. And therefore, you can be excited about something, and it doesn't come with the pe'al mamash. Because it's a special avoida. Getting excited is one thing. Bringing that excitement to pe'al mamash, which is only possible if you first quiet the emotions, is a separate process. So it's the most difficult hishtashlus that's possible. That's our level. We're continuing to complete beings. Yes, maybe it's...
No, say it goes from the left to the right.
This is Tanya Perikitev and Chav.
I'm sure,
yeah. Yeah, that's a whole different story.
Right.
It is, really, but okay, that's, if you don't mind. You want to look at the Tanya inside again, you'll see that what you're saying, you're right, but it's not a problem. It's exactly what we're saying.
Yeah, I'm
asking. Yeah. Now, Rabbi, so what I just described to you, that's B'chol Levavcha. What I just described to you, that's B'chol Levavcha. I gave you three possibilities of B'chol Levavcha. Number one, right? It's in your heart. Only in your heart. Right? What's the translation of the word Shema? Shema is His bondness. You meditate about Hashem. What are you meditating on? Havaya, Lekenu, Havaya, Chod. You're meditating on Achas Hashem. V'yahafta. Right? How many translations are there to the word V'yahafta? A Hebrew word in Teda. V'yahafta means you should love. It's a commandment. V'yahafta means you will love. It's a fact. And V'yahafta means you should make others love. Shem Shemayim Esayiv Al Yotcha. It's Madrega of Avram Avinu. V'yahafta made others love. V'yahafta means you're commanded. You used your brain to understand Hashem. Now be inspired in your heart. You have to do it. That's the Madrega of B'chol Levavcha. What about the second Madrega? V'yahafta, you're gonna love. That's the Madrega of B'chol Nafshecha. It's automatic. I'll get to that soon. It's called Pnimius. But everything I just discussed, that's Chitzenius. Why? I'm sorry, but what I discussed about Chitzenius is B'chol Nafshecha. You love Hashem only in your heart. It doesn't go from your heart to the rest of your body. You feel the love in your heart. But there's a boundary, there's a barrier between your heart and your actions. Now, if you're going to act, you're going to have to create a separate effort. You have to do something. You have to force yourself to act based on the emotions. Because the action is not going to come from the emotions automatically. Because the emotions are separate from the brain. And they're separate from the garments and the extraneous person. So in your heart you feel love. And every day your hand says, I'm lazy to put up film. Or I'm lazy to give tzedakah. I don't want to run to shul. I don't want to speak to the Tera, I want to think to the Tera. And that's also what we call Nara, Nefesh Ruach Neshama. What's Nefesh Ruach Neshama? As you may know, and I want to say this quick, Neshama is your Seichel, Ruach is your Midas, and Nefesh is your garments. When you're dealing with Nefesh Ruach Neshama alone, without adding a higher Koyach, Nefesh is separate from Ruach, Ruach is separate from Neshama, Neshama is separate from Ruach, and so on. And as a result, one second, I promise you I'll let you talk through it. And as a result, what you know in your neshama has nothing to do with your ruach, what you know in your ruach has nothing to do with your nefesh, and therefore in your heart you're feeling the eibishter, and in your body there's no shaychus. That's why I told you, Rabbi Emanuel Shachat calls this cardiac Judaism. He says it's not good for the heart. The whole Judaism is only in the heart. So you have so much pressure on your heart. It's supposed to be aruch ha-b'chol ramach evorim. But since it's a madrega, b'chol matzach etzen, it's a madrega, it's only in your heart, it doesn't spill over to your actions. And that's also pshat b'shnei yitzeirecha, yitzeir yitzahara. The Yitzhak and Yitzhak both exist on the emotional level, on the level of emotions, okay? And the avoid of emotions is separate from higher than emotions, from Seichel. It's separate from lower than emotions. And in other words, B'chol Levavcha, B'shnei Yitzhakha means to excite your nefesh abahamas about the Eibishter. Now, doing something, it's a separate story. Okay, this is the chitzanias dika level. Any questions?
That's
b'chol avav. So b'chol avav involves seichel, it involves midas, and it involves maise on the chitzanias dika level. What is the criteria? What's the oimet shabadavah? There are walls between them. And therefore b'chol avav means only levav. Okay? Now it's called b'chol mavshcha. B'chol mavshcha is called pnimius. Pnimius is in tzach. It says in chassidus that in order to know the Eibishter, you have to study the Eibishter. You have to think about the Eibishter, you have to learn the Eibishter, you have to spend a lot of time learning and also being misvoyant, thinking over till the Eibishter should become ugly, right? And as of course you will know, what we think about the Eibishter is not what he is. Ultimately, what we think about the Eibishter is how little we can understand him, what he's not. I explained to you in the first dimension, on the B'chol Avavcha dimension, that when you understand the Eibishter, your brain has nothing to do with your heart. You have to actually turn the brain off, collect what's left over, what we call a b'chein, and that b'chein is nimshach in the heart. But there's another possibility. You have to do it, both. It's the only thing that goes over, and it's not going to happen by itself. You have to proactively create the transfer. It's going to die. If you leave the brain alone, it's not going to inspire your heart. Okay, what's b'chol nafshach? There's something called pnimiyas hamoed. It's very hard for me to explain it, but I'm going to try. Every time you learn about something, there's two things. There's the concept of the thing you're learning about, and there's the reality of the thing you're learning about. For example, when you're learning about the Eibishter, there's the concept of the Eibishter, there's the Svaris, the Higoyin, the Rayas, the Inyan of the Eibishter, and then there's the reality. God, He is, Amitiyah, the Faran. In Chassidus, these two things are called the Sichli and the Elaki. Sichli means the concept of Elokus, and Elaki means Elokus itself. So it says in Chassidus, there's a pnimiistic hishtalsus in the person. The pnimiistic hishtalsus in the person, which has a lot to do with, number one, with personality, with tahara, pure mind, pure heart, has to do with being very well practiced in avoida, and it means being a deeper kind of a human being, a higher kind of a person. But on the pnimiistic level, what happens? You sit and you learn about the Eibishter, and you understand the Eibishter. But something magical happens. And that is that after you learn about the Eibishter, you reach a point where you go from understanding the Eibishter to knowing the Eibishter. Where it's no longer a concept, it's a truth. And I'm talking about sechel, das, if you want to use that word. And if you needed the hesbed is you of an neshama. Your neshama is one with the Eibishter, or to be sure, when you're talking about chaya, as you may know, the second level is chaya. It's the lashon in the maimed about the tzaddik. It's not one with the Eibishter. It's the union of seeing the Eibishter, and seeing is believing. Seeing is a very deep level of attachedness of the Vekus. Okay, on the level of the b'chol nafshach, different situation. B'chol nafshach, if you're using your brain to understand Hashem, but what you're left with is not an understanding of the Eibishter. You cross that line from understanding the Eibishter to experiencing the Eibishter mamash. Okay? Now, experiencing the Eibishter mamash is not seichel. Seichel is a machine. Seichel is a computer. It has no personality. There's nothing real about it. Experiencing the Eibishter is lamayla min haseichel. But you come to the lamayla min haseichel. You come to the experience of Hashem, which is higher than Him, by studying. In other words, you got a brain. You use the sound of the kus. And somehow, into your brain comes your chaya. What's called in Chassidus the mazal, the nezim levanan, your neshama, your subconscious, which is one with Hashem because it sees Hashem. So what happens here? What's happening here? You're breaking a barrier. Sechel by itself does not have a lukus. It has the inyan of a lukus, the sichli. L'mayim in a sechel does not only have the sichli of a lukus, because of the sechel it has Elaki, at least the even Riyas Elukus, right? What's the Lashon? Mazlayo Chazi. When you are a person who operates on a level of Pnimius, it's a whole different level of existence. Your Seichel crosses the barrier between Seichel and Amayla Min HaSeichel, and into your Seichel comes Elukus. It's not a concept, it's a truth. Right away is not the right word. The right word is ultimately. And if I have to answer you quickly, in other words, if I was a politician and I was running for public office, I would say yes. But I have to think about it. L'cheder, yes. L'cheder, b'tach. B'chol and klipa, there's no such thing as dveikas. In Kedusha, you're one with the Eibishter. In Klippa, you're one with the other person's Yetzer Hara. So, Medafi Betrach. But the qualify would say yes. What happens? When you bring into your Seichel, into your brain, the Elaki, you know what happens? You have a product, you have an Inyan, for which no barriers exist. There's no Meitzer HaGodim. There's no blood-brain barrier when it comes to Elakus. There's no Kuruma, the Posik, Memoyah, Bebanash. There isn't the diaphragm that separates between the upper limbs and the lower limbs, between the Midas and the Levushim. Okay? And it goes straight to it. It's automatic. Memele. The logic to what Rabbi Say is, and this is it's a little philosophy, but not too complicated, because, you know, you have a wall, yeah? And you throw a ball at it, it bounces back, yeah? If you have a wall, you throw an atom at it, it'll break. You have a wall, you throw at the wall a particle of an atom. It's so invisible, so tiny, it almost doesn't have any mass at all. It'll literally go straight through the wall. Why? Because walls have holes too. If you have something small enough, or to use the Ruchnitzke term, that's a non-metzias, legabe non-metzias, a wall which is a metzias doesn't exist. One metzias, not a metzias, clash, yeah? But you have a metzias, and you're putting against it a non-metzias. The non-metzias sees right where the holes are, goes straight through the holes at the level. This is a physical process. And it's a spiritual process. When a person is zeich, to be on the level of Pnimius, which means to say he goes from Seichel to the Eliki, Elikus is the truth, it's the greatest truth, but it's a not Matthias. It doesn't require a lot of experience, it doesn't require a lot of expression, it's not dynamic, it's not noisy, it's not yeshes, it's the quietest, deepest, and it's the truth. So when a person is holding the level of Pnimius, this is what you will see in Chassidus, the expression Pnimius HaMoichin V'Amidus, which is also called Moichin U'Midus de Gadlus. You ever see the expression Gadlus HaMoichin, Gadlus HaMidus? This is Taich Gadlus. Gadlus is a category, it's not just a term. When a person is in a madrega of Gadlus, what does that mean? It's still and it's tief. It's quiet and it's deep. Because this person has crossed a barrier between Seichel and Mamaylam and Seichel and brought into his Seichel a Lakus. When you bring it to Seichel Lakus, it penetrates straight to the Lev, straight to the Levushim, straight to Maaseh Pe'al Mamash, no Allah Mazdev. Such a person has no hardships doing what he has to do. He thinks about it, he gets excited about it. The Lashon Chassidus is that a person who is holding on the level of Meichin, the Midas, the Godless, the Lashon is, Hamidas Him Kmei HaMeichin Mamash. He brings into his Midas not just the Bechein or the Seichel, the whole Seichel, the whole Eidech V'Reich HaVeimik of Seichel comes to the Midas. But it's not Seichel, it's a Lakus. The Eidech V'Reich HaVeimik of Seichel has been this battle to the Pintel of a Lakus, which is Lamaylam and HaSeichel. So in the Midas of Midas, the Godless, this person's heart feels the whole Brech, all the subtlety that only Seichel can understand by a regular person, penetrates that person's heart, and it's expressed in his actions. So when you're holding on a level of Bechol Nafshecha, there's no walls. Since the Mizbeinen, the intellectual, crosses the barrier from Seichel to Lamalim HaSeichel, when you bring Lamalim HaSeichel to Seichel, automatically it goes to Midas, it goes to Machshavah, it goes to Dibur, it goes to Maisa. That's the second category. Bechol Nafshecha means that the Avas Mispashet Bechol Aguf. What does it mean Bechol Aguf? When you love Hashem, your hands love. What does it mean your hands love? You're going to do something about it. You're going to do mitzvahs. And I love Hashem my heart, but I'm lazy, or I don't want, or I'm about time. I love Hashem my heart, and therefore automatically I'm going to be a Jew in Machshav Adibir Maisa, and Arucham Beramach Evodim, and Mishtameres. Why? Why not? In Bechol Avocha, the love is in my heart, it's not in my body. In Bechol Nafshecha, it's not love, it's godliness. And if it's godliness, there's no barriers at all. And that's why it's Chaya, because Chaya Take is this Madrege that I'm telling you, of a Lakus with the Neshama, the subconscious of the person's Neshama, sees the Eibishter Yisra Lakus b'muchash, and when you reveal this madrega, I shouldn't say b'muchash, Yisra Lakus, when you see Yisra Lakus b'muchash is Yechida, but that's another discussion. When you have a Riyah, Sichlis, and a Lakus, in other words, you experience a unity with the Eibishter, there's no walls. And that's why, b'chol nafshecha z'afilu neitel es nafshecha. You say, it's nafshecha kiddush Hashem. Because, as you may have learned, and we've discussed this many times, there's two levels of Mesiras Nefesh. The lower level of Mesiras Nefesh is where you understand in your Seichel that you should give your life. That's exactly what this is. You understand in your Seichel something that's Lamala Mena Seichel. You go from your brain to Lamala Mena Seichel. So again, just like in B'chol Levavcha. B'chol Levavcha is not about a heart. B'chol Levavcha is a whole process. The Seichel, the Midi, the Levushim. But it's a bumpy process. B'chol Nafshecha is a process. but it's a smooth process, right? It's a process without any static, without any friction, without any loss of energy, because when you go to higher than Metzius, you can go mil ma'ala lamada, a couple more minutes, I won't keep you long. I'll try my best. Okay? Now, what about B'chol Ma'idcha? B'chol Ma'idcha means what? B'chol Ma'idcha means it's not about your brain at all. Not only is it not about your brain understanding Galakus on a Chitzenia single level, it's not even understanding Galakus on a Pnimiyus Dika level, where you cross over from the Sikha to the Laki. You are one with the Eivish Tabe'ezim. Yechidish Abin Nefesh, the Pintel Yid is not knowing Hashem, the Pintel Yid is a piece of Hashem. Like you have in the Maimed of Ata Tetzavah, this is the Hiskashus Atzmui of Etzem and Nishamim Alakus. There's two madrigas about the tzav. Low madrigas is from seeing the Eivishtet, which is also very high. That's Bechol Ma'afshecha. And the third madrigas is not seeing the Eivishtet, being more with the Eivishtet, Bechol Ma'idecha. On the level of Bechol Ma'idecha, there's another story altogether. What is that? What is that? On the level of Bechol Ma'afshecha, I say it like this. I have a neshama and I have a kuf. My neshama is connected. Of course my neshama is connected, it spills over into my kuf. So what is connected to the Eibishter? My neshama. Because my neshama is very well connected to the Eibishter, it spills over into my guf so well that it looks like my guf and my neshama are perfectly compatible. But the godliness is in the ruchni, it's not in the gashmius. What about if you're holding madrega b'chol meidach yichida? Were you one with the Eibishter? It's not the pshat, my neshama is telling my guf but the lakus. My guf is a piece of the Eibishter. My guf itself is a lakus. My goof was created by the Eibishter, it's sustained by the Eibishter every single second, and the whole Metzias of my goof is a Telekus as well. It's not the Neshama's influence on the goof, it's the goof itself. You have a Chassidus, it's a very interesting expression, and sometimes they bring it, they negate the difference of Hanukkah and Purim. This is what's called Mesiras Nefesh, and this is what's called Mesiras HaGuf. When a person is Mesir Nefesh, he gives away his goof too. When a person is Mesir Gufay, he's for sure Mesir Nafshay, the difference is where it starts. Mesiras Nefesh means I'm giving away my life, to close the doors, please. It starts with me. My Ruchnius is giving itself to Eibishter. Mesiras HaGuf is a much deeper inyan. It's not even my Ruchnius, my Neshama, giving away my Guf. My Guf is giving itself away. And it explains, there's a difference between Hanukkah and Purim. It's much higher. This is close in purpose. They sometimes say that you have Sayin Chaya and Sayin Yechida both. And sometimes they say that Mesiras Nefesh is Chaya. Mesiras HaGuf is Yechida. Hanukkah and Purim. Purim is Mesiras HaGuf, and Hanukkah is Mesiras HaNefesh. Right? Purim was the Paul wanted to kill the Gufas. Hanukkah, the whole Eve, that's why by Purim we make a Suda and we celebrate. But we don't say Hallow, because it's the Gashmi's Dikainian. And Hanukkah we say Hallow, but the Mishnah Vesimcha, the Ramah brings Advisa, just Abyssal, Habis Kitas, okay? Because this is a Ruchni's Dika. Yeah? So both are both. Mesiras HaRatz is also Mesiras HaGuf. Mesiras HaGuf is Mesiras HaNefesh. But where does it start? On the level of Yechid, that's not the Pshat, you're Mevatel, you're one with the Eibishter. When you're one with the Eibishter, you're one with the Eibishter as well. Which leads us to the following conclusion. A tzaddik has a pair of shoes, he wore them. And he goes away, and the Rosh doesn't pick up those pair of shoes. The tzaddik feels how his guf is being contaminated. He feels it b'peh mamash.
And the Rosh feels like
they're being out. The Rosh don't feel nothing. The Rosh is insensitive. Because when a tzaddik uses a chayfet gashmi, he puts himself into it. That's why we make such a big shtudim about the Rebbe Shtender, the Rebbe's chair, the Rebbe's place, the Rebbe's shul. And this is what the Rebbe said in the whole story of the Sfarim. What was the point the Rebbe made? Everything the previous the Rebbe touched, he's there now. And if you do something against his wishes, he feels pain. That's what the Rebbe said. You can look to see yourself. Every tzaddik, I'm talking about tzaddik Gomer, every chayfet that he had but gashmi had a piece of himself in it. And they were so careful, it shouldn't get into the wrong hands. I'll never forget how the Rebbe said this. It wasn't words, how he said it. The Rebbe gave out mashke once. It was 3 weeks before Pesach. The Rebbe used to give every Shabbos mashke. And before he gave out mashke, he would say he's going to give out mashke. All of a sudden, right in the middle of talking about it, the Rebbe's tone changes. He becomes very serious. He says, V'yesh l'hoir o l'havir mavarin. I remember the words. Chas v'sholem v'akrifin d'mashke tzagoy. Chas v'sholem v'akrifin d'mashke tzagoy. The Rebbe's giving you mashke. Chas v'sholem tzavakuf in the mashke tagoy. There was a drink it up before Pesach. And for those who do not know, the Rabbeim did not sell chometz to Goyim. The Rabbeim are the only people who sell their chometz to the Rav. You come to a Rav, it's a ha'ashah, it's a ha'mona. The Rav is not going to buy your chometz. He has enough of his own chometz. He doesn't need your chometz. Mechidas chometz, without the Alter Rebbe's out of Kavlin is a major problem. In most communities, people don't sell chametz. They destroy chametz. Who wants to have your chametz? You give the chametz to the Rav to sell for you. The Rebbe sells his chametz to Mgoy. That's why if you look in all the Sfarim, to Mrav, the Mishtai Mechiras chametz of the Rebbeim is a very complicated document. Why? Because the Rebbe's chametz is not going to end up by a Goy. It's the Rav's chametz. What's lachtu? No. It's the Rebbe's Zach. It's not the Rebbe's. He gave it away. I think the answer is, because when you're selling the mashke, you still want to read the Rebbe's mashke. It's not that after Pesach it's regular mashke. It's still the Rebbe's mashke. Okay, I understand your question. I agree with your question. But this is the best you could do. No? The point is, in as much as possible, that Abayim don't want their nechus and by a goy. For me and you, it doesn't matter. Why not? Because we're not in that madrege. But for Tzadik Gom, whose mangish, the lakus in his gashmias, when his gashmias ends up by a goy, it's a tzad. Which explains all the Memorah Chazal. First of all, Yechides Dalad Omes Shal Adam Kainisle. It's not just what you own that's yours, your goof. You're in a certain place, your goof, without even being having a kavana. Whatever is in the neighborhood, it comes in. Your goof teeth. Dalas Adam Kainisle Shlemi Daite is the Nigladika example for Yechida. Your goof has a power. Not your neshama has power through the goof. And the level of Yechida, the oneness is not only that the neshama trickles out from level to level. The goof itself is a lakus. And therefore, without you even knowing, da'al adam, shal adam, da'al amis, adam, kenes lesh lemi dayti. Chatzer ish adam, kenes lesh lemi dayti. If it's a chatzer ish damenes, as you guys are grace alumni. And that's the madreig of Yechid. Yechid is not the pshat, I love Hashem, and I'm in touch with the lakus, and therefore it spills over. I'm one with the Eivishter. If I'm one with the Eivishter, my finger is one with the Eivishter too, not just my heart. And this is the pshat in the Mishnah in Brachas. B'chol momencha. B'chol meidecha mizru all your money. And as she says, that there's anashim, jesh mameinam, chavav, alayim, yesem, and gufam. They value their money more than they value their body. And who is that? Talmid ha-chacham. Who's the ketas ha-vil ket? Talmid ha-chacham, mameinam, chavav, yesem, gufam, with a grubby yungin? What's the teres? A Talmud chacham knows that if he touches mamen, there's a makus in that mamen. And if that moment goes to a mokum she'ein erayet, he has pushed atzad. Because they're goof, they can guard. Momentum is separated from them. So they have to watch it. That's why Yankel Avinu went back for the Pachim Ketanim and ended up fighting with Tzadish Aleisim. When the Alter went back for his Pachim Ketanim, the Meis Menachem met Napoleon. Why? Because there's atzmus of a tzadik in his Chefetz Gashmi. I haven't been at that level yet. When I'll get there, I'll let you know. Faket, he's happy when it breaks. You should know that in Tafresh Ayin Ches, 2 years after the Rebbe Rashab left Lubavitch, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I didn't realize how much I know. Now I know more. There was a fire in Lubavitch, and the whole chasa burned down. All the house and the property that the Rebbe Rashab and the Rebbe Marash lived in destroyed. You should know, when the Rebbe Rashab left Lubavitch, he was still hoping to go back. The Rebbe in Shtenesar, the Rebbe Rashab, the Rebbe Tzin told somebody that Mimikrog Na Yediyah, as the ganze chotet sich verbrennt, and the whole house burned down, und mir seinen von dem zufrieden. We're happy about it. Und mir seinen von dem zufrieden. The Rebbe Tzin. What does that mean, we're happy, house burns down? It doesn't exist. It shouldn't get chasa shom to the hands of a goy. I have a relative who lived on New York Avenue, the Rebbe's building. And they lived, whatever, beneath the Rebbe, or whatever it was. When the Rebbe moved out in 1955, they took over the Rebbe's apartment. And they went into Yechidus, Nitkin Lubavitch, this is relatives of my relatives. And they told the Rebbe, they took the Rebbe's apartment. The Rebbe gave him a big Yashar Koyach. I'm so happy that my apartment did not end up by a goy. And there's Rayas, there's Anashir, Anabre. They rented it. No, they rented it. And now I think you live over there, yeah? Okay, no, definitely. You have to have only Machshavah's table. I wouldn't want to live in that apartment. But okay. Okay. Now, so this is the pshat. Not that you care about your money more than your goof, but that your elikus is such a high level that it spills over not only into your neshama and into your goof, but into your mumminals. And the second vart, b'chol mido mido shu meided loch, have a meidele b'meid meid is poshet. In Chassidus it says, the Gemara says in Tzibut Nalacha, when Eibish does something good for you, what are you supposed to say? Hatei ba meidif. Eibish, this is also Gemara M'sachem. Eibish does something bad to you, what are you supposed to say? Dayan emes, daf nun, daf entes. Yeah? Loss of love, you're going to say Ateva Metiv for that also. Yeah, what's the pshat? As they're stating Gemara. Yeah. Hostakasha, but they're stating Gemara. Now, what's the pshat? The pshat is the person is not allowed to lie. Hashem did something good for me, he says thank you. Hashem did something painful for him, he doesn't say thank you, he says I accept it. But is that the highest madrega? What's the highest madrega? The highest madregi is, as somebody said before, gamzul teva. What does that mean? You look at bad just like good. Bad and good are exactly the same thing. That's one of the pshatim. Shivisi avay lenegdi summer. That's brought into my modem in the Tavshin Chaf. It's mine from the Rebbe based in Teresa Balshemtev. That by David HaMelech, when the Eibishter gave him $1 million, and when the Eibishter sent Shaul to kill him, he looked at it the same. Mamish. He thanked the Eibishter for bad as well for good, with no distinction whatsoever. Chayev adam nevarach al arah, shem shevarach al teva. As the Mishnah starts in Brachas. So the word here is that a person with a madeg b'chol meidei acha is so close to the Eibishter, good and bad. That's the pshat. B'chol meidei umidei shu meidei lach. Have a meidei lach, meidei lach. Whether it's good or it's bad, it's the same thing. On the level of Yechida, good is good and bad is good. Like we all said, love it. That we're going to say, ateiv ha-meidei v'alaroz. Okay.